U.S. only. See store for details.
Friday mornings, whether it's a hey, remember the 80s Friday or not, or Mike not. Schultz, the entertainment editor from the River Cities Reader, joins us.
Who was reviewing?
But I join faster when it is a Remember the 80s weekend. I love Remember the 80s.
You got any requests, Mike? We still got plenty of time.
Nah, I'm good. No, I've been enjoying what you've been playing so far.
That's what I want to hear.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Good, right?
He was reviewing
movies in the 80s.
I was.
He and his friend doing their own little at the movies.
Oh, you remember my origin story.
Yeah, absolutely.
First movie was with John Ritter.
Yeah, God, okay. Mm-hmm. Who says you don't pay attention?
Oh, we listen, Mike.
You do.
We all listen. Right.
Was it that one where they had the glow-in-the-dark condoms?
No,
is that the one?
No. Not Skin, no, not I, skin oh,
remember
Deep.
Remember that, though?
Not
yeah.
Skin Deep.
Skin Deep, the comedy that glows in the dark.
A Blake There's Edwards production.
For you, yeah.
I saw that in the theaters.
Did you?
We all heard about the glow-in-the-dark condom scene. We all went.
And it was the only scene in the movie that was any good.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
But John Ritter and Mike Schultz's movie partner no longer with us. Let's focus on the movies that are out today. And here's the thing. I know I went to rcreader.com to read your reviews, and I can't for the life of me remember what the hell you saw.
Well, one of them we talked about. We talked about Sex and the City
already.
So who cares?
Yeah.
The only other one failed.
Yeah, kind of miserably. Good.
So, good for America.
Yeah, it's a dog.
Oh, I know what it was.
Terrible.
Prince of Persia.
Yeah, Prince of Persia. Duh, you know, it's beige. It's a sand movie. It's 2 hours of, okay. It's like National Treasure with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah.
If you like that sort of thing, it's fine. Yeah.
A lot of people falling from one place and landing there.
Yeah, it's a lot of jumping. Yeah, a lot of leaping through things and a lot of CGI
sand.
And Ben Kingsley with heavy eyeliner. You know what you're in for.
No one ever breaking an ankle or even spraining one.
No, never. No.
Oh!
Yeah, that really hurt. Ugh. God. Yeah.
Or even stubbing a toe.
None of that.
Nah, everybody's fine. Yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal's kind of ridiculous in it, you know.
You kind of compared it to a Pirates of the Caribbean.
It is. I mean, it's lighthearted, so there's nothing to hate about it. It's not Robin Hood, thank God. But yeah, there's nothing in it that you'll remember 5 minutes after seeing it. It's summer. Yeah. I guess we're not supposed to remember things.
Did you see anything else?
That was it.
That was it.
That was my only choice.
You got four movies today, buddy.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Four movies. It's summer, and they're starting to put them out like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with Get Him to the Greek. Jonah Hill. Now, see, here's the thing. Here's my problem,
All
too.
All right. Yeah, please explain
I'm just
this.
We were talking about this off air, and I can't stand Russell Brand.
Well, maybe this is the movie that'll change that for you.
Here's the thing. I've had enough of this Jonah Hill, too.
Yeah.
I've had enough of him.
Yeah, there's a lot of him.
There's a lot, yeah. Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I just watched Superbad again, though, about four nights ago.
Is it any good?
Have you never seen it?
I saw it in the theater, and you know what? Meh.
Okay.
I thought it was pretty good.
I really liked it, yeah. I like it more the more I watch it, actually.
But he's great in that.
Yeah, so.
Well, Jonah Hill is assigned to escort out-of-control rock star Russell Brand from London to a gig at Los Angeles' Greek Theater. Now, this is the same character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Yes, but Jonah Hill does not play the same character from Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Now, see?
Now, that's weird to me.
Yeah.
That's a little bizarre.
Right, because in the Sarah Marshall, he was the cabana boy.
Yeah, he was great.
Who was in love, kind of, with Russell Brand. And,
well, that's why I was excited when this one was coming out. I'm like, oh, those two do need to get a movie together.
Right.
That's funny. But yeah, he's playing a completely different character.
Which is weird. Okay. All right. Suspend your disbelief. Here's a clip. Get Him to the Greek in theaters around the Quad Cities today.
Now this is what the music industry is all about.
Sergio's go crazy.
I love this game!
He's Jeffrey. Let's go!
Bye!
No, I don't think so.
You're gonna look crazy! I never run so fast in my life!
I don't have my luggage!
Your luggage will get your new luggage!
Where are you going? Run all the way back to L.A.!
Sergio is chasing us!
This is the longest hallway of all time!
It's Kubrickian!
You cannot outrun me! I am black!
Kind of tough to make anything out of that.
I'm confused.
This is the whole
what
Dane.
Was that?
This is the whole Dane cooking of comedy, where if you scream, somehow it's funny.
I didn't understand one word of that.
No,
Did I hear the word Kubrickian? That's the only thing I kind of.
I don't think you were meant to understand that, either, frankly.
Maybe if you played it backwards.
All I really got out of that was Dexy's Midnight Runners, which is appropriate as today is. Hey, remember the 80s?
Yeah.
I don't know what to tell you about,
I don't know either.
About what any of that was.
I'm disappointed. I'm looking forward to that movie. I like that character.
I don't think you should.
Okay.
You make up your
They're
own
They're not going to win any Oscars for sound.
Not so
by
much.
By the way, the other character in that was Sergio, played by P. Diddy.
Mm.
So, P. Diddy not playing himself.
Okay. There's a stretch.
Playing a character named...
Not Puffy?
Sergio. No, not Puffy and not P. Diddy, not P. Diddy Doodle Dandy. Splice is in theaters. Now, boy, there's been a lot of advertisements for this. A pair of brilliant genetic engineers conducting unauthorized experiments create a rapidly developing animal-human hybrid.
Yeah, there's like four things wrong in that sentence right there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Bad although, times in store.
Although, frankly, if Adrian Brody is submitting his DNA, this thing's coming out with a beak anyway, no matter what you do. God bless.
This never turns out.
Well, you know, human cloning, basically the point is human cloning is illegal. So let's make a monster.
Monster cloning.
Yeah.
Sure. No laws
against
that.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
Yeah. How bad could it be?
Here's a clip from Splice in theaters today.
I feel like a criminal.
Scientists push boundaries. It's the important ones do.
Yeah, sticking to a few rules isn't always such a bad idea either, you know?
Nobody is going to care about a few rules after they see what we've made.
See what we've made? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Nobody can see what we made.
Once they see Ginger and Fred, don't you think the world's going to want to know what's next? Do you think they could really look at this face and see anything less than a miracle?
Don't feed it after midnight.
I'm scared already, yeah.
From the noises that thing's making. Yeah. Don't get it wet. Don't feed it after midnight.
Yeah, they never want to splice or clone anything nice.
Anything adorable,
anything
yeah.
Adorable
kitty cats.
Or,
yeah.
Right, it's always got to be like a Wolverine with one of the gaudy kids. You know? That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Given those kid things fangs and sharp claws.
Also in theaters today, we've got Killers. Huh. Ashton Kutcher trades international intrigue for domestic bliss with Katherine Heigl, only to learn that assassins are out to get him. In this clip, the two meet. Spencer and Jen, played by Ashton and Katherine, meet. The movie is Killers, and it's awful.
I don't speak French. Je n'ai pas les...
No, I got it the first time. Why were you pretending back then?
I don't know. Why did you follow me?
I was already going to the beach.
Yeah, well, I could be going swimming, too.
Are you?
No. I'm just going to go marinate in shame.
I'm Spencer, by the way.
It's nice to meet you, Spencer.
Do you have a name?
Jennifer. Sometimes Jenny. No, it's Jen. It's just Jen.
You know, I'm glad that I followed you to the beach. Just Jen.
Wow.
Boy, that's pointless.
Yeah. Wow.
Right. Yeah.
Here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I just got to make this point.
Just Jen.
I don't go and watch these movies and grab clips. These are the clips that the people who are promoting the movies send to us because they think these are the hooks that are going to get you to go buy tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and again,
didn't work.
And again, not in a good Woody Allen way, but just in people don't talk like that.
Yeah, just Jen. Hey, just Jen.
People don't.
No, because you'd run screaming from anybody who did that to you.
People don't talk that way.
Why? Why so? Why the banter?
I've saved
the too clever banter.
Yes.
You know?
The Juno banter. It just makes you go, my teeth hurt.
Yeah.
Just a little bit.
Although I do like looking at her.
Her hair is
curled in this movie. That's the only thing I'm taking
She's
away
from. She's
great
to look at. Yeah. That's terrific. But you know what? You can get it. You buy yourself a People magazine.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. You don't need to
sit
in a dark room with her and an Alpha Ashton Kutcher for 2 hours.
Yikes!
Saved the best.
It's going to be like one. It's basically like a long version of one of those stupid camera commercials.
Yes.
Oh God!
That's all.
Right.
It's
That's
be.
What it is.
Yep.
That's all it's going to be. Imagine one of those awful camera commercials.
That's just a,
and then bullets,
an hour and a half
bullets
of it,
ripping through
hours.
Windows and people ducking in kitchens. You watch.
Yeah, I know.
There's your movie. Yeah.
I say the best for last. It's Marmaduke.
You can use that.
I should use that. Instead of going to see it, maybe I'll just use that.
Yeah, Mike, you know,
this
we've
is
been
why I
you.
Didn't go. Right? You've been
we've
saying
been
this
asking
for years.
You for years.
This is
Start
why
writing,
I didn't go see this movie.
Why, just write reviews without seeing them.
Yeah. You know the time I'd save?
Seriously.
Annually?
Bill Stage used to do it.
Renee?
When does this play start that you're
That
in?
Starts Thursday. Actually,
well, see,
next
you don't
week.
Have time to go see
I really
this
don't.
Garbage.
I don't.
Art is a movie that's at the Curtain Box Theater that Mike's one of the stars of.
Yeah. Showing,
and it's going to be, looks like it's going to be playing for quite a little while.
It's
huh?
playing from June 10th through the 27th. Yeah.
And how many
show
performances?
Called Art, 14, I think. It's Thursday through Sunday and Tuesdays. Yeah, but it's
what
hilarious.
Character do you play in, and what is Art the play about?
Art the play is about three guys, friends for like 15 years, and one of them, played by me, buys a large white painting for $200,000. And his friends can't believe that he just spent 200 grand. And it's kind of, it's about realizing you don't like your friends that much anymore. Mm. It's a really, really funny play. And
who wrote
kind of
it?
Profound. Her name's Yasmina Reza. She's won a couple Tony Awards.
Uh-huh, okay.
It's great. I'm really excited about it. It's coming along really well.
All right, go see that instead.
Go see that
instead of
Killers, yeah. Please.
Or instead of Marmaduke.
Oh yeah, enormous, we still get a clip from Marmaduke.
The enormous Great Dane, voiced by Owen Wilson,
should have been Dane Cook.
Makes a leap from the funny pages to the big screen. In this scene, Marmaduke brushes his teeth with Carlos the cat, played by the never funny George Lopez.
He enjoys nothing. You realize that.
Is my breath really that bad?
A tube of toothpaste is a good start. You're going to need more than that. Ay! Dude, watch it! Just gave myself a tongue bath.
Sorry. How's my breath now?
Refreshingly minty.
Oh, who am I kidding? Minty breath, better posture. This stuff's never going to work. These guys have real skills. I could never speak gopher.
Why would you want to talk to gophers?
Forget it.
Breaking into new cliques is tough. And breaking into bird cages is even tougher.
I just don't get it. I'm a dog and you're a cat. We get along great.
That's because you're my hermano. If we weren't related, I'd scratch both your eyes out.
Can you imagine how much they got paid for doing that?
Wow.
Well, why is here's the problem. Why is Lightning McQueen a dog now? That's going to confuse a lot of kids.
Wow.
I don't know what to tell you, man.
That was stunning.
I don't know what to tell you.
That was incredible.
You are on your own.
You know what?
Oh.
It sounded like Owen Wilson says, you're going to get it. I'm doing it in one take.
Yeah.
And
yes. And here's the thing. They probably had Lopez
table read.
They probably had George Lopez do
other
takes.
That's what it sounded like.
They probably had George Lopez do multiple takes, but they just used the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Mike, you're a good friend.
That looks terrifying.
I would take a bullet for you, but I would not go see any of these movies.
Well, here's the
gig. This is your job.
I really only have time to catch two this weekend, so I'm going to see Splice and
Get Into the Greek,
and we'll see if I see anything else next week.
You don't need to.
I don't need to.
There you go, everyone.
But if something, yeah.
He's Mike Schultz.
All right, thank you, Mike.
And
thank you, guys.
May God go with you into that
kind.
dark room.
I do appreciate it. Yeah,
God
thanks.
Bless. That's, I don't know what to tell you. I just.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we should give away Scorpions tickets.
Let's
maybe we'd all
palettes.
Feel better about that. Be the ninth caller right now. 326 Rock, 326 1049. We'll give you tickets to see Scorpions with Dokken. They go on sale tomorrow. You're going to win them right now. Dial carefully. It's Dave and Darren. Hey, remember the 80s. Rock 104.9.